safe out here during this quarantine. Here in New York City, it's really crazy. I mean, it's just a lot going on and so much uncertainty and so much confusion and so much pain and hurt that people are going through, from losing their jobs, from losing their incomes, from not being able to pay their bills and all types of things. So I just hope that everyone who's listening to this is safe and you're okay, and I hope that you're able to eat, and I hope that you are in a space that you do feel safe and you have your family and friends around, even if it's just for FaceTime or whatever. For everyone who is going through this alone, I hear you. I'm here for you. I know that some of us do live alone, and these are trying times, right? And so, yeah, I just hope everyone stays safe. So I don't really want to discuss like the whole COVID-19 virus and things like that today. I just want to bring our minds to a different place, because my thing is, when this is all over, I want to come out a better version of myself. I want to come out in victory, right? Like, I want to have shed some of my past, you know, I don't know, some of my past. I want to heal through some of the things, because I feel like this is going to be a long ride, and I'm going to tell, like, I really, really feel like that. So yeah. So here we go. Probably a lot of you are probably starting on the first time hearing me, because I almost never share this podcast. I don't tell anyone. I've been doing this podcast for a little bit of time, and I never shared episodes. So I only allowed myself to just post episodes and things like that. And I'm, you know, so yeah, if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And I hope you get something from this. My life is about healing through the trauma, healing through the pain, and through life, right? And so I always want to, if you know me, if you've ever been around me, you know that I'm always like the person that is cheering you on, and always like have like this motivational sort of like attitude, because my life hasn't always been easy, but I was able to pull myself up and figure it out, right? And it was extremely hard. It was extremely hard. And it still is hard, right? Because I have to shed so much of what I thought the world was, and these ideals that I have. Like, for example, like, I feel like I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I've always felt like I live in the jungle, right? Like, trying to survive. Like, if you went to school here, trying to survive, like, trying to be you, and, you know, the arguing, the fighting, even as school kids, like, you know, being teased for not being cool or not having the right clothes, or like having to put on this mask that you're someone else in order to survive, right? And so, like, for me, it's like I feel like I've always been in the jungle, and I learned so many survival skills. I learned so many ways to cope with the unhealthy environment, right? And so that helped me get through it, right? Like, the survival skills were necessary to help me get through all of the things that I had to get through growing up as a kid, going to school in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, and actually not the 80s, but just the 90s and the 2000s, with kids like who are experiencing jungle trauma, right? And we'll get into that in a second. But today I wanted to just discuss pain, right? And storms, and how we deal with them, and how we function, and maybe how I deal with it, how I function, and how I get through things, right? And so I didn't have a great childhood. I had a really rough childhood, and there was a lot of things going on at home that were out of of pocket, and just it was just very stressful to my young self, and it caused me to be very angry. Now, if when I was younger, I was extremely angry. I didn't know what to do. I just felt really trapped, right? Because when we're children, we are born into a family, to mothers and fathers, and you know, uncles and aunts and grandmothers and people with their own traumas and pains and things like and demons. And so as a child, you're born into something, and now you have to brave the storm of everybody else's storm because you have no control over who you are or what you're doing, if that makes sense, right? Like, or what you can do, right? Because, like, you're a kid. Like, you have to listen to what other people are telling you. And so when I was younger, I was going through so many different things. And I couldn't tell anyone, right? Because on one hand, the people in my life that were supposed to protect and love me were not doing that. And so I felt like I wasn't being protected. I was angry, but then I still didn't want to leave these people, right? Like, I didn't want to leave my mom. I didn't want to be anywhere else. And so I did a good job at hiding or masking my the things that were going on at home. And then when I got to school or when I got into the environment, I was truly angry, mad, sad, and all of these things, which caused me to be, that statement of hurt people is so real, right? And so I think the thing that was so important for me now is, like, I'm able to look at people now as I am as a woman at the age that I am and see them through their storm, right? And so I look at when we're going through things that we cannot control, like when we go through things, period, right, as storms, right? And so we become the storm, right? And in our storm, like when you're the tornado, what does a tornado do, right? Like, it is knocking down everything in its path. And if you come in its path, it will knock you down. And so for me, the things in my path are people in our lives, right? Like, when we're going through our own internal storms, we're going to burn other people. We're going to be mean. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And so I am aware of that now because I was able to come to terms with or accept and be gentle with myself, as Lucy says, enough to say, hey, you experienced this. You were justified in your feelings. And this is what I always want to say, like, you are justified in feeling angry and upset. You are right to be mad. You are right to feel all of the feelings that you are feeling, right? Because these are things that are happening to you. They happen to you. You're mad. And so I am able to see people when they have nasty attitudes, when they're angry, when they're just lashing out, and you can't understand that. Like, you know, some people are just like, why you just always got a problem, right? And it's like easy, like as a child, I remember no one ever saying, like everyone always saying, like, what's your problem? You have food in your fridge. What's your problem? Mom, you guys go on vacations. What's your problem? Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you're just, and no one ever asked me, right? Because when we come out of the womb, when we're growing up, we aren't just these people. We turn into these people, right? And so, like, to mean and whatever else that you become, right? Because all of that is just a reflection of, like, what's going on externally, like what people are doing to you, and how we lash out is just a symptom. And so no one ever asked me what was wrong, like, hey, what's wrong, right? They just looked at the symptom, which is my actions, my bad behavior, my attitude, and these things, and just was like, you're a problem, not knowing that I was going through an internal storm that was being caused by people in my life. And I was really angry about that for a really long time, because I felt, my entire life felt unprotected. I never felt like anyone ever protected me, anyone ever cared enough to ask me what's wrong, to see past, to see me through the pain, right? Like, so through the pain I was causing others, but then also through the pain I was causing myself. No one couldn't see me through the anger. And so I grew up being really angry about that, because I'm saying to myself, here it is, we have a bunch of adults, people around me, and no one's asking me what's wrong. No one ever asks me what's wrong, what's like, what's happening, like, why are you feel like you need to do this, what is happening, right? Like, no one ever said that to me, but they just took my actions as, this is just who I am. And so being who I am now in this moment, I'm able to see people for who they are, what they're hiding, right? Because we try to mask it, right? We mask it with an attitude. We mask our pain with sarcasm. We mask our pain with drugs, with all types of things. And it's like, we're not being truly honest. And so I can see you past what you're hiding. I can see you past your anger. I can see you past your bad behavior or whatever it is that you're exhibiting that's not of normal, that's not normal. And so it took me a long time to get here, right? Because in order for me to see someone else, I have to first see myself, and I have to first forgive myself and let myself know that it's okay. It's okay that you felt like that. It's not okay that you hurt people, but that is a normal thing, right? Because you're so angry, you're just spinning. Like, think of a tornado. You're just spinning and hitting. Like, it's not even about you. When someone gives you attitude, if someone pushes you, if someone's mad and they don't, it was never about any one individual. It was never about them. It's about what I was feeling within my own self, my internal storm. And so for me, it's like, wow. Like, it's the most beautifulest thing for me now to be able to, that God has given me the insight to be able to see other people past their storms. And so I'm just here to say that you're valid in what you're feeling. I don't care what someone says. You're not wrong. Like, in being upset about the way that you were mistreated, if someone touched you, if someone was abusing you, if someone was emotionally abusing you, right? Like, whatever it was that you was experiencing in your life, the mistreatment from your family, the bullying, the whatever, you're valid in being angry about that. You're 100% valid in being angry about that, right? And so my thing is, like, how do we heal? Because when you're young, you don't have the tools, right? Like, you're just mad, and so you just be mad with everybody. Like, that's just normal. Like, it's just like, what? Whatever. Stop talking to me like you're a fucking piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, and that's okay. And I'm not saying that mistreating people is okay, but what I'm saying is, it's okay to have done it wrong at some point in your life, right? But as we get older, we have to figure out tools when we go through our internal storms. Because when we go through our internal storms, whatever it is, right? Like, as we go through our growing pains as human beings, how can I not continue the cycle, right? Of, like, because those same people who hurt you, your mother, your father, whoever it is in your life, uncles, brothers, those same people are going through their own internal storms, and they're just projecting it onto you. And so how can we stop that cycle of projecting it onto other people around us? And how can we contain our internal storms and turn those into our victories? And that's where I'm at in my life. I've done my healing many years ago. So I am now in an elevated stage. I don't know who I think I am, but I am, right? Like, I'm in a different space. And maybe some of you, we went to school together. This is going to be an interesting story, so I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to tell the story. There was a girl when I was in middle school who basically bullied everybody, right? Like, her and her friends, that's what they did. And I never got along with them, but they never, like, we never had an interaction where we got in the fight or things like that. Because if you know me from middle school, it was just like, I'm finna argue you down. We finna argue. We finna fight. Like, it was one of those, you know. But that's how they were. And I never liked them. And so, you know, because we're kids, whatever. And this is such a beautiful moment. And so the ringleader, maybe like a month ago, she came to my job and she needed a job. Like, she wanted a job. She was changing jobs. And when I saw her, I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, oh, you know, but clearly she didn't know who I was, whatever. So initially, I could have said she was very nasty towards me. She was mean to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to put those salt in the wound and, you know, not help her with the job or whatever and not give her the job. But I said, you know what? Because of where I'm at. Now, let me tell you, if this was maybe a couple years ago, I'd have been like, Felicia, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't like her. You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm not, no. So I'm like, all right, we're going to see what happens. So I'm talking to her. And I can sense so much, like, her, how conflicted she is with being a good person. Like, to her core, she's a good person, but she's so angry. So we have conversations, we talk, we work together for a couple days, and I have a battle of whether or not I'm gonna tell who I am. And I'm like, I don't know, right? Because I don't know if she's gonna come out of her bag on me, if she's gonna be angry, if she, you know what I'm saying? Because you just never know. So, you know, I let it go on for like maybe a week, 2 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell her. So I call her. I say, hey, let's get together. Let's have lunch or something. I'll buy you something to eat or whatever. Let's just, you know, like, I want to tell you something. So, I go get her and I tell her. I say, hey, I'm Fatima, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yo, I knew you. And we have a discussion, right? Because even though we didn't have like, I don't remember us having like we didn't have like fist fights or something like that. You know, I'm not perfect, right? Like, she had her own storms. And so she literally in the car, I don't want to tell the story because maybe some of you might know her, but she started crying, you know, and she said, you know, she was such a horrible person. But as we sat there and we spoke about life and what we were going through, I realized that, oh my God, this young girl was dealing with so much. And just like I was dealing with so much. And she was just coming to school, venting her shit out, right? In the wrong way, but that's okay. And I'm sorry for anyone who's gotten hurt by me or her or whatever. But because we're kids, we don't know. We don't have the tools. And so we had that conversation. And, you know, I let her know, like, hey, listen, you have to make a decision on what kind of person you want to be, you know. And then, you know, we continued to work with each other, and we were in the car, and she made a comment, like, she was upset about something, and she started going off on someone for something. And I'm like, hey, don't do that, right? Like, I'm like, hey, resist. Because so many times, and I'm not perfect, but so many times in my life, being where she is, I've been there, right? And wanting to hurt someone because they hurt you, because they didn't consider your feelings, because they didn't think about you, you just felt like, what? Like, how could, like, and so our natural response when we're in that space of anger is to, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to hurt you like you hurt me. And so I remember saying to her, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Like, because when we go for the jugular. I'm coming to take you down. I'm coming to tear the towers down, right? Like, we'd be like, oh, what you said? Oh, and we'd be hitting them with the haymaker. We don't even give them like the, we'd be hitting them with the haymaker, right? And so, you know, I'm just like telling her like, hey, right? But like every time I see her, I'm letting her know like, and saying to her, you're valid in the way that you were feeling. You're so right in being angry. I can see you through your pain. And every time she says something that, like, one time she said, I like hurting people. And I said, that's just the pain talking. She said, it feels good. And I'd be a phony ass person to be like, because that's what revenge is, right? Like, when someone bothers us, someone hurt us, we want to get them back. And in that revenge, we feel so good. Like, yes, I got you back. You're a piece of shit. Blah, blah, blah. Right? And so I don't look at her and go, what kind of person are you? Because I know what internal storms do. I know what pain does. And it's just the pain talking. And so I'm like, no, that's just the pain talking, you know? And she was, you know, and I know, and I don't judge her for saying that. I'm actually truly grateful that she was able to say that to me, because that is a very truthful statement that most people will never be able to say, right? Like, they don't say that it feels good to hurt other people. Like, let's be honest. It's a source of release. It's like when some people go to the gym and they work out and they get that, you get that same adrenaline release, I guess, push, whatever. Don't come for me. As you do with that. And so, what a beautiful moment that entire experience was for me, was being able to see someone from my past and being able to not look at her for how she acts. And, you know, she always says she likes fighting and this, but I know that's just, she just likes releasing that. And like being able to say to her, no, like, this isn't the way that we, this isn't what we do. This isn't how we function. We want to be better. You are valid in your feelings. It's okay. It's okay. It is okay. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell anybody that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're feeling, you are valid in what you're feeling. It is okay to feel what you are feeling. It is okay. But as we go through our process, we have to learn to let me explain something to you. We have to learn to not hurt people in our wake, right? Our internal storms are our own personal internal storms. And if that means that you're hurting, you're upset, someone says something, you can't handle it, that means shutting yourself off and going into the room, spend a couple hours by yourself, then that's what you do. Because so often, we don't realize the pain that, even though we're going through our pain, the pain that we now are inflicting on someone else, right? So like the pain that my mother was suffering with, the pain that my grandmother was suffering with, my great grandmother, my great great grandmother, right? Like we all just projected it on each other. And then it's just become this vicious cycle of bad behavior. And when we hurt people, I look at it as our heart. We have a heart. And when we hurt other people, it's like we now become a stain on someone else's heart. And so we have to learn, because that is a hard thing to do, to not create any more casualties in our storms. And I also want to say too, like, we're never going to get rid of problems in life. We're always going to be something. We're working on something ain't right. Something is just whatever. And I need everyone to truly understand that this is just what life is. There's always going to be something that's not going right. And so if you understand that, one of my professors said to me one day, one of my math professors, I was sitting in his office. He said something like, life is just a big math problem. And the sooner you learn that, the better you'll be able to just not take things like so personal, right? Like, he said it way better than I just said it, but I took that as, in life, things will always come up. There will always be a problem that is needed to be solved, but we need to learn how to not turn it into an internal storm, right? And deal with it on the surface level, right? Like, don't ingest that. Look at it. All right, I gotta deal with this. Deal with it, right? It may not feel good. It might not, but don't inhale that. Like, don't inhale whatever that storm is. You know, we have to learn how to function. We have to learn how to be of love and be, how can I say? We have to learn to be kinder to ourselves. And not angry with ourselves. But then also the most important thing, the thing that helped me heal the most, was isolation from people from my past who aren't good people. And I don't want to say they're not good people, but they allowed their external people, other people's external storms, they inhaled that, and now they're just this person of like, you know, they're no good for you. And so I isolated myself from people who just thought bad was okay, who thought mistreating people, fighting and cursing and disrespecting people and doing things like that was okay. I never really hung out with a lot of people anyway, but like I'm really like not into things. I realized that my behavior was a symptom. I know now that my behavior was a symptom of what I was feeling, but to the core, I'm a really good person. But sometimes good people do bad things, and you need to also understand that, right? Like, to the core, so many of us are such great people, but sometimes we do bad things, right? Because we're in pain and we're angry. And being able to forgive yourself for making those mistakes, or for putting yourself in situations, for doing something, for missing the game ball, for forgetting to do something, you know, whatever it is, right? Like, whatever it is that you're feeling guilt, anger, frustration about, being able to forgive yourself, right? Because you're human, and we don't know, we know not what we know. And so my thing is, like, understand that, like, you're going through things, right? Like, we all going through things. We all been through things. And sometimes it takes some people a little bit longer to heal than it would take you. And we need to be aware of that. And we also need to be aware of our own internal storms, how we're behaving, how we're projecting onto each other. Because I don't think that that's right. But we have to learn, like, not to be a certain kind of way into it. And I think the greatest thing that helped me get to this point was when I said to myself, I said, I want to be able to just understand people. And I said that because once I began that journey of understanding others, understanding myself, I began to understand others. Like, I know, like, why did I scream at this person? For example, I was in a relationship with someone, and I remember one time thinking to myself, why did you do that? Like, why did you scream? Why did you say this? And I realized it was because I would get so flustered sometimes because of the possibility, just the possibility of me being vulnerable, truly saying that what you said hurt my feelings. And so I would just be like saying other things and walking around the problem and not truly being honest about what I was feeling. And so I was angry. Like, I was so angry and so upset because it's like I'm talking around the problem, not actually saying what the problem was, because I'm too within myself afraid to be vulnerable, because come on, that's a whole nother podcast, like vulnerability. And so I would do and say other things. And so, you know, I would be mad. And the whole time I'm arguing about other things that have nothing to do with nothing. And I'm like, you're such a this, and calling names and doing this kind of stuff. And I said to myself, I said, once I realized that, and it took me a long time to realize that, I said to myself, you're just afraid to be vulnerable, to say your true feelings. I would tell you anything else. But what I was truly feeling, at the fact that, like, you said, let's say, for example, I'd have to find something. Oh my God, I'm like, stuff on the whim, do not ask me, because I'm like horrible at it. But something like you said, let's say, oh Lord. I suck at that. I kid you not. Like, I'm just like, Lord. Okay. So, like, let's say, like, we're together and you go, yeah, because I gotta do this or I gotta do that. And I'm like my feelings are like, but you didn't say we. But then I'll just have an attitude, and I'll just be giving you attitude for other things. And so that's a horrible example, but like, you get what I'm saying, right? Like, we being vulnerable is hard. Like, to say, hey, you said I instead of we, you know what I mean? Like, and it sounds so ridiculous, but it's like, being vulnerable is worse than that. So it's like being vulnerable scares me, because being truly honest about what I'm feeling to another human being, may, if they're not a person, like, may hurt me in a way. Because what if, okay, for example, and I remember, listen, yo, if you knew me, like, the way that I'd be processing things, like, I remember saying to myself one day, like, okay, so you have a problem with vulnerability. So, like, I was like, what is it about vulnerability that you have an issue with, right? And I'm like, yeah, let's just try it. But then one day I tries it, right? I'm like, my pride is so strong. Like, I am, like, if they had to give out an award, I'm telling you right now, like, back in the day, I would have gotten, like, what? No. And so I'm like, what is it about? So one day I says, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try it. And I, like, fought. Like, do you know what it feels like to fight yourself? And I'm like, oh, I'm like having a hard time. I get it out, whatever it was. And I remember when I said it, whatever it was that I said, I remember the moment. And I was like, the person didn't respond in the way that I wanted them to respond. Like they weren't gentle with my feelings. I was being fully transparent and honest, and they didn't respond the way that I wanted them to respond. They weren't like, oh, okay. And they were more like, what? Like, or whatever it was that they responded with. But I remember feeling like, ouch, that hurt me. Like, you did, I was vulnerable, right? Like, I didn't do the dance that I normally do for what, you know, and decided that instead of talking about other things or getting mad and pretending, I was going to now say what I was truly feeling, and you didn't respond in the way that I wanted you to respond, and it hurt. And so a lot, oftentimes too, like, we want to be safe when we say, this is what I'm going through. So back to internal storms, it's like, I'm going through my internal storm. Can I truly say what I'm feeling? Can I truly trust that this person that is in front of me or whatever is going to not judge me or not, or take what I'm saying really seriously or whatever? Like, can I trust that? And sometimes you don't know. And I can't sit here and say, well, yeah, trust them, because not everybody is to be trusted. But there was something as I continued to fight through my own strong will, child, strong will, I started to, that vulnerability just was like, okay, we got, that's okay. Like, it doesn't matter if they don't respond how you want, but it was like, I started to feel better. It was so, like, it was so, oh God, it feels good to be that way. And so, if you know me now, and if you are my friend, oftentimes you will hear me say, I love you, I appreciate you so much, I blah, 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 blah. And a long time I was afraid to say that. Like, I wouldn't say things like that. But long story short is, you will go through storms. Some will be self-made, some will be, you know, some will be external storms that people put on us. But the thing is allowing yourself the time to heal, allowing yourself being kind and gentle to yourself, as Lucy says, and giving yourself the space to understand that what you're feeling is okay, and you're valid in what you're feeling, even if other people don't feel like it's that serious. And that's another podcast I need to do. Don't ever downplay someone else's feelings because you're strong in that area, because that's not something that you deal with, or you're like, oh, you're weak because that's what you're mad about. It's like, we can't do that, right? Don't worry about other people. I'm gonna deal with that. But my thing is, like, you are valid in what you're feeling. It's not your fault, you know. You're just trying to figure it out in life. Even in our 20s, right, people are still mistreating us and doing things. But here's my thing. When we were younger, we didn't have the option to put people in our life, take people out of our lives, and those kinds of things, right? But as we get older, we have more control. We had no control when we were children. We have more control. And these people who are called demons are, some people are just demons, okay? And are being led by other things other than regular, normal human. Okay, we're not gonna get into that. But like, these people who are mean, horrible, just you just met somebody who's just like, you are the devil. Like, what goes to your head? Like, what's wrong with you? Who hurt you? They don't care about what they do, right? And so in your 20s, you find yourself still kind of like getting hurt, and you're never gonna escape that. You're never gonna escape other people doing things, being shady, whatever, right? But what you can control is how, is the fact that you don't ingest their storms, right? That's his storm. Wow. Like, be able to look at someone and say, wow, you're in that much pain, I see you. But then removing yourself from the situation, because I don't, like, I'm not about to be a part of your storm. But you have the power now. As we're older, we have much more power over ourselves, and knowing that, one, you don't have to be around nobody if you don't have to be around somebody. Like, we're older now, you know? And I don't know. I just always want to let everyone know, like how I'm always feeling is like, life is life. And I feel like we spend so much time in school learning things that are not important, okay? And they don't give us true life skills, how to cope with pain, with anger, with this, with that. And so we have to, like a person in the dark, have to feel around and figure it out, right? Like, when you can't see, like, you can't see, you don't know. So you're falling, you're tripping, you're making all the mistakes, and you can't figure out why. And we have to figure it out for ourselves. And so that, like anything, is gonna take time. And you need to be kind and gentle enough with yourself to say, it is going to take time. You're not gonna heal tomorrow. I'm sorry. If it took you 10 years to learn this habit, or if it took you 20 years, this, you've been holding this pain, it's gonna probably take you 20 years to get rid of it. 15 years, 10 years, I don't know. But healing is something that is important and is vital if you want your happiness. If you want to be, you know, you ever look at people and you're just like, you're always happy. Because I remember one time I was watching something, I can't stand people. I was just like, always happy. Like, what the, what the fudge? Like, what the, like, who the, these fake, like, and it's like, no, people are really like that. And it's not that they didn't go through storms. You get what I'm saying? That's a whole, like, it's not that they didn't go through things. But what's important to me is my happiness. I only get one life to live. I don't want to spend my life angry, sad, mad. I don't want to spend my life a lot of different things. And so I'm grateful for everything that, what I didn't like, what I experienced in my life. And I feel like I could have been protected in a better way. I am grateful because I'm able to see people like that girl we spoke about earlier and people in my life. So now it's easier for me not to ingest other people's internal storms, right? Like, when I see someone who's angry, who got an attitude, or who's behaving away, it's like, and it's like, I'm like, wow, like, you must be in a lot of pain, right? So that helps me, like, not ingest so much storms. Like, because there's things that's going to come up. You're going to lose your job. Like, right now, we're going through this whole quarantine thing. People losing their job and not money and all types of things. And it's like, those are things that we can't stop. But what we can stop is stop ingesting other people's storms. Because when someone hurt us, we tend to overthink about it. We tend to be like, oh, it was me. Like, they just don't like me. Like, no. Sometimes they just don't like themselves. Sometimes it feels good to hurt people. Sometimes, like, they're going through such a storm that they're just, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short, moral of the story is, take time to heal. Be kind with yourself. It is not your fault. It is okay to be in pain. It is okay if you've made mistakes. You can, God is so amazing and God is so forgiving that, like, we make mistakes. I'm telling you, people have told me they've done some of the most horriblest things. And listen to me, you are not your mistakes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Turn your mistakes into your victories, into your testimonies. The love of God, if God can forgive you for it, God will forgive, God forgives you. Ask God for forgiveness. Pray that you become a better version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't allow things in your life to turn you into something that you don't need to be. You know, and be aware of that, like, cycle that oftentimes happens when you're used to internal storms. Like, when things ain't going wrong, you tend to try to make them go wrong. Like, it is okay, but it's time to begin to heal. It's time to, figure out what it is that's plaguing you. Why are you so angry? And walk that path. And I'm going to be truly honest with you. It is one of the most hardest battles I've ever fought. The hardest battle I will ever fight in my life, you will ever fight in your life, is no external human being. It is yourself. It is the hardest battle I've ever fought. And I'm continue to fight. Like, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Like, you have no idea. So you are forgiven. We make mistakes. Sometimes things happen to us that we can't, that sometimes we do things and we do damage to ourselves, right? That you can't come back from. But that's okay, because God gave you another day to live, and that's another day that you can get it right. And so I hope everyone stays safe, and I hope everyone stays safe, and I hope everyone take the time to figure out what's plaguing you. Forgive yourself for the things that you did, the things that you didn't do, and understand that no man is perfect, and everybody is going through their own internal storms, and you are not alone. You are not by yourself. And I see you, and I understand, you know, I understand. So, yeah, thank you for, if you got to the end, I'm truly grateful. And believe that I still have things that I have to work on, but I'm determined to be better. And you don't just wake up and be like, I'm better. No, you gotta, honestly, you have to go through storms to get better. Like, cause you have to learn. So while you're in your internal storm, open your eyes, pay attention to what you're doing, pay attention to what you're saying. And I'm telling you, you know what's right and you know what's wrong, right? And so, yeah. All right. To God, I pray that you all, no matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, what you haven't done, what you've experienced in your life, I hope that you heal from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. And I hope that your soul can rest knowing that you are not alone. So, all right. Peace out, you guys. I'm about to eat these corn nuts that I got from the soup. Okay. All right. Bye.